Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit of Truth Ministry now presents The Bible on Trial, a show that tests the teachings of Christianity against the words and the teachings that Jesus Christ gave to his own eyewitness disciples while he was here on earth. Join us for a challenging and unique study into truth, justice, and the kingdom of heaven.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Bible on Trial, brought to you by Spirit of Truth Ministry. My name is Dennis Neufeld, and today is December 23, 2016, the day before Christmas Eve, and we are delighted that you've taken a few minutes out of your day to join us for another dynamic study into truth, justice, and the kingdom of heaven. Today is basically our Christmas program, our Christmas show, and we usually don't spend a lot of time talking about Christmas, but I will make a couple of comments just before we get started with our regular study. Before we do that, I want to call your attention to our chat room. I have posted two links on our chat room. One is for our WordPress website. The other is for our original website. And you can click on both those and bookmark them for future reference. They are they contain really good material. I am very excited to announce to you that this week I was sent by Rick installment number 6 of the Grand Plan, and I am working on that. I am in the process of editing it. It again continues on with the observations and the understanding that Rick has about why we're here and what we're doing and how we are to do it. And this will eventually, I believe, when he finishes, he's got one more to go, Grand Plan 7, will be book length, and we will publish it all in one go, same as we published the Spirit of the Church. So let us have prayer and we'll get started. Thank you, Father, for giving us a wonderful day where we can come aside and think about you, think about your words, the words that you gave Jesus Christ that he brought to this earth, whom the Holy Spirit teaches using those words. And I thank you for this. We are filled with the joy of Christmas. And even though we know that Jesus was not born in the wintertime, we recognize the importance of honoring the birth of Jesus, because this is the avenue by which God sent truth to the world. Thank you for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Good morning, Dr. Don.
Good morning.
Got any observations?
Well, it's foggy outside. Christmas is in 2 days. Christmas is in 2 days and it's foggy outside.
Yes.
It's just disgusting. The elevation is high enough here that a little bit higher could be snow.
Yeah. We're at about 2,800 feet here. Rick is about 3,100 feet. So the likelihood is that Rick will get it. We'll get maybe a dusting or maybe some snowfall. It probably won't stick.
Now, here's a concept for you, and I've lived here now 43 years. When you wake up in the morning and you see snow in the palm trees, that's pretty unusual. So my friends back in North Dakota, I said, that's about as unusual as waking up in the morning and seeing a palm tree growing out of a snowbank.
That's right. That's right. Well, good morning, Rick. It is wonderful to see you. Nice job on the Grand Plan 6. And again, I will have that up on the site here. I am hoping to have it up as our Christmas present.
Beautiful.
So we will look forward to that. The other thing that I want to just make a comment on, and this is a little bit selfish. My son is a composer and an arranger. He is a doctoral student finishing up his PhD in composition at UCLA. And he received a commission about 4 months ago or 5 months ago from the Upper Michigan University to write an arrangement of the Fleetwood Mac song Landslide. And he did, and it has been posted to Facebook. You can find it under my own website. You can just type in Dennis Neufeld and you can find it there. You can find it under Zach Neufeld. You can find it under UMU or something like that. I'll find that. Northern Michigan University, NMU, that's it. You can find it under their website. It's their Christmas card. And they have a video that goes with it. It's quite well produced, and the music is just absolutely stunning. They posted this on the 20th at 11 a.m., and since then we now have, it's growing by leaps and bounds, 367,000 views.
Wow.
As of today, over 7,000 shares. That's the first time I've been involved, you know, any one of our family have been involved in that kind of viral thing. What we would like is maybe that same thing to happen for our website and for our Facebook page, because as beautiful as this is, what we have posted on our website, especially in the grand plan, the entire series of the grand plan, has certainly as much beauty and probably more eternal value. So take a look at our own website at spiritoftruthministry.net. That is the official website. You can go to our Facebook group page, Spirit of Truth Ministry. It's a Facebook group. There is lots of information on that page. So let's just see where this all takes us in this next few months.
Did you say Linda was on?
I did. Yes.
Okay.
Looks
morning,
like
Linda.
Looks like Linda is on.
Glad you're with us.
So there you go.
What is the difference between the two terms, informed and uninformed?
Good question. If you are uninformed, it does not mean that you are ignorant. It means that you haven't heard yet. You haven't been exposed to something, whatever that is. If you are informed, whatever that information is, you actually have been exposed to it. It has been brought to your attention. So I think uninformed means something has just not been brought to your attention.
But if it's the law and you're uninformed, you can still get in trouble.
Well, absolutely. And my
that's no excuse.
Wonderful brother, who was a lawyer, just kept saying ignorance is no excuse under the law.
Yeah.
But that's ignorance. That's not being that can be being uninformed.
Mm-hmm.
If you are informed and ignore it, that's a different set of circumstances. That means that you're being willingly ignorant. The other term for willingly ignorant is the word stupid or foolish.
Well, then, what is the opposite of ignorant or ignorance, whichever one? What's the opposite?
Informed.
If it's the opposite of ignorant, it means that you have been informed. You have taken a look at whatever it is.
Can you be informed and not listen or pay attention? And what does that mean?
Well, that's what I was saying. Willingly ignorant. That's the extension of being uninformed. You are informed, but you ignore it.
Your paradigm's already set in concrete.
Paradigms. You know,
$0.20
I'm writing a an article on
rubbing two dimes together.
Kind of as an interlude between Grand Plan 6, which I just completed, and Dennis is working on, and will get posted in a few days, and Grand Plan 7, which kind of wraps it all up. I'm writing a paper on perception. When the judgment comes, and it will, in fact, it is my understanding that the judgment is taking place right now. The judgment is not something that at the end of time, every person who has ever been will stand before the judge of all the earth and present their case. No, the judgment process has been going on for a long time. It has been going on before time and what I mean by before time is before we have record of time. Time being a measurement of reality. Elohim sent a great flood. Now, by sent, what I mean is they were the cause of it. It came from them. It was not a natural disaster. It was the punitive phase of the judgment.
So there is consequences, and then there is judgment.
And there's an interesting statement the Son of God makes concerning the time of the judgment at the end of all things in comparison to the time of judgment. And when I say time of judgment, time can mean an epoch, or it can mean a millisecond. Time can mean that a punctiliar moment whose time has come. Time for. And time for the punitive or penalty process that the judgment or process of discovery had revealed and testified to. The heart of all mankind was evil. Love, in its purest form, didn't exist. Everyone was out to get what they wanted, no matter what the cost to others. And God Elohim said, there is no further need for man to demonstrate the condition of their heart, because their heart is locked in its evil character.
That was he talking about before the flood.
Before the flood. But the process of discovery had revealed there was one individual, one out of the millions who were alive on the earth at the time, there was one who was righteous, whose heart was not totally and completely given over to wickedness. And remember, wickedness does not mean some heaven-daring sinner. Wickedness means a way of life that has gone beyond anything that God has set as a standard for living. God will not punish the righteous. And God is required to notify the righteous of impending judgment so that the righteous will be informed that the judgment is coming and what they must do in order not to suffer the penalty of the judgment. No one escapes judgment. Let me say that again. No one escapes judgment.
Hang on.
Dennis is.
He stated something.
Figure.
I'm showing my mics.
Does mine work?
Hang on here.
Okay.
Well, no, it's coming. Testing, testing.
And mine's not.
I mean, we're hearing it. It's coming through the speakers. It's coming through the microphones.
Okay. I'm still not showing on your bars. Do you have my
mic
turned down?
No. This is all working. It's not connecting. I don't know why.
Wow.
See, I'm not hearing that.
I could see it on your bars, though, on your balance, your
light things. You're looking.
Meter. Decibel meter.
Okay. Keith.
Do you need to reboot?
I do.
Okay. Let's see. Stay with us. We need to reboot.
We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.